see some people coming alive out there. Well, Lord, we just come in together to your presence. Hopefully, individually, we were already there, Lord. But if we're not, we just come in together. We just come in together to lift you up, to praise you, to worship you, just to see you move in our midst, but more importantly, God, just to cry out for you to move in other areas of the world as well, Lord, that are in deep need. So, Father, we just ask that as we lift you up tonight, Lord, that you would be honored and praised, and Lord, that we would see breakthrough, we would see revival in so many different areas, Lord, where the world is crying out for a Savior. We know that Jesus was, is, and will always be the Savior. Where people are crying out for hope, we know Jesus was, is, and always will be our hope. Where people are crying out for a healer, Jesus was, is, and will always be the healer. Thank you, Lord, that even in heaven's song, there's a ringing of who was and who is to come. So thank you, Lord, that you have provided an answer. You are the answer. Emmanuel, Jesus, God among us, has always been the answer, has always been the key. And so more so now today than ever. So we pray for open eyes to see you as you really are more and more in these days. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
To join the song.
is a voice along heaven and earth alike. We've seen your faithfulness, your mercy without end, the King who bled. Of a thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all. And unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice with heaven, singing, worthy, Lord of all. Be enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations. You are worthy, Lord of all. And unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice with heaven, singing, worthy, Lord of all. All through this life we live, praise we cry, Jesus be glorified, Jesus be glorified. Into you of a thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all. Unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice with heaven, singing, worthy, Lord of all. Be enthroned upon the praises of a thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all. And unto you, the slain and risen King, voice with heaven, singing, worthy, Lord of all, Lord of all, Lord of all, Lord of all, Lord of all,
Lord of all.
We know that you're Lord of all.
lift our voice with heaven, singing worthy, Lord of all, being thrown upon the praises of a thousand generations, you are worthy, Lord of all. And unto you, the slain and risen King, we lift our voice with heaven, singing worthy, Lord of all, in highest praises, Lord of all, highest praises, Lord of all.
God of the impossible, the God of the miraculous.
die. So we will call upon the Lord. Oh, we call upon the Lord. We call upon the Lord to be saved. With your mighty right hand, come rescue. For your word says that those who call upon the Lord will be saved. We call upon you, Lord. Said to the disciples, where's your faith when the storm was raging? Oh God, we have a mustard seed of faith to say, peace, be still, calm the storm. So many storms raging on the earth, so many storms raging in our lives. Say, peace, be still. The Prince of Peace is on the sea. Jesus, peace, be still, storms. Literal storms and figurative storms. Calling on your name for the
Of the hurricanes. Pray for those who are, their homes and livelihoods are threatened, their lives are threatened.
So, Father, we declare that the state of Florida is a state set apart for Jesus, and the enemy cannot destroy the state of Florida, same as he cannot destroy the state of Israel. So thank you, Father. We just call upon the hosts of heaven in the name of Jesus. We call for intervention in this hour, in the 11th hour, Father, as the rain began. My friend told me around 6 o'clock that the rain had begun at that point in the Tampa Bay area. Father, we in the 11th hour, Father, we're calling upon your name. We're calling upon the name of Jesus. There's no other name by which we're saved. There's no other name by which we're saved. So we call upon the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. So we declare the name of the Lord Jesus over the state of Florida, over the whole Tampa Bay area, all of Central Florida, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray and we cry out. We cry out. We cry out before your throne of grace. And we're asking for an outpouring of your grace over this situation, over this state, in the name of Jesus, and over everyone in North and South Carolina as well, in Tennessee, over this whole region. We're crying out for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that was bought and purchased at the cross of Christ. We're praying and asking, Father, for your grace to be poured out in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, and we ask, Father, for your angels, your hosts of heaven, to go into this storm and to break it up in the name of Jesus. Break up this storm. We just speak an annihilation of this storm, that it would just dry up in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, that your power and your presence and your spirit would go forth. The name of Jesus is higher than the name of Milton. The name of Jesus is higher than the name of Helene. The name of Jesus is the highest name in the whole universe. So we declare the name of Jesus. We declare the lordship and the authority of Jesus Christ over this situation and over the United States of America. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for a miraculous turnaround. Miraculous turnarounds to come forth from this in Jesus' name. And we pray, Father, that this would draw people. It would drive them to the foot of the cross. We pray, Father, that in their hour of pressure and pressing, that it would drive them to Jesus. We pray, Father, that tonight people would cry out, who need to cry out, that they would cry out for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that the gospel would go forth in word and power and in full conviction tonight in the name of Jesus. And we're believing for many miracles.
What's happened in the last week and week and a half. You can just keep playing, guys. But I just want to say that God wants to do something way beyond what we saw, way beyond what we experienced in the southern states, the other southern states. And I believe that there is room for a very big miracle tonight. That's what I've been sensing. That God is saying, rise up in your authority, church, and do what I've created you to do. Sometimes we say, well, this is God's sovereignty, so I don't fight it, and I don't do anything about it. And I don't believe that. This is not from the hand of God. Jesus was asleep in the storm, but he rebuked the wind and the waves because it wasn't from him, and it wasn't from the Father. So that's what we're doing.
Peace be still.
So I just want to read a decree here. Sunday, but before I read this, Sunday we spent a good amount of time showing and talking about some of the things that are going on to be able to bring rescue help to the people down in the South and people that we partner with. And so we're asking that you would ask the Lord and financially contribute to that if the Lord puts that on your heart, so we can get the monies out to them right away. And that would be United Rescue Alliance, and I explained it all, and it's all online. Or Encounter Harvest Encounter Network, where Leon is overseeing. Leon Hoover is overseeing the IRIS base with his 501c3. But these groups are really great. There's many of them around the country, but these are the ones that we know personally and know that they're also wanting to see people saved, healed, and delivered, in addition to just meeting the basic needs for survival. So one thing that I do know that they need down south, by the way, are blankets and coats, boots, things like that, because it's very cold. So if you want to send something and you want to help get it there financially, that would be great, because we don't want to just, you know, make a big pile in the back, so we can jump in there. But if you want to absorb that or help with it, at least that'd be great. So anything with Hurricane Helen or Helene, just go ahead and mark that when you're giving, if you would, like Sunday. So we're thanking you for the ones who have been giving to that. So God bless you. There's some real desperate situations, but also some great, great, mighty breakthroughs that are happening. So, but this is a decree for tonight. Lord, we come before you. We make an appeal for mercy on Florida. We come in agreement and decree against every force that is empowering the storm called Milton in the Gulf of Mexico. We ask for a shearing wind from the north to disrupt this storm and cause it to diminish to a minimal storm before it lands. We cry out to you for help from all contrary and destructive winds, waves, and rain in Central and South Florida in Jesus' name. We ask for preservation, provision, protection, and refuge from this storm for those seeking your help in this season. Lord, put your finger in the eye of Hurricane Milton. We speak peace be still to Milton in Jesus' name, and ask for grace and wisdom in divine reversals to come to those in its path in this time of great need of the help from heaven in Jesus' name. Let angels on assignment and ministries of mercy be loosed to help each one crying out to you in this hour. Amen. Jane Hammond wrote that, but I also want to add to it, which I don't have on Facebook, and that is, Father, we're going to step out in faith, and it's not, we need your faith. We need the faith that we have in you and the faith of you. Faith in you and faith of you right now to be able to decree and declare that this hurricane would actually stop and completely go back out to sea. So, Father, that's my decree. And, Father, I just believe that you're big enough, crazy enough, wild enough to take a look at your kids and go, well, they asked me. So, Father, we're asking for that in Jesus' name. And we're asking, Father, that there would be divine breakthrough in whatever way that you see fit. But we're asking for that, like the persistent widow that we talked about on Luke 8, on Sunday in Luke 18. She didn't give up. She didn't stop. So we're asking for that, and we're asking for a great turnaround as well for all those who are suffering down in Tennessee, North, South Carolina, and other places, God. We're asking for that and thanking you, Lord, for the mobility of the body of Christ coming out in droves, but also those who don't know you, who are moved by a heart of wanting to help and do something. We love it. So we say, bless them, God, and bring them into a saving knowledge of you, that they would know that even you moving in their heart, giving them even an understanding, is still from you, because every person is made in your image. They just don't know that you're Father. So thank you, Lord, for bringing many to Jesus Christ during these times. We're asking for that. We're decreeing and declaring that he who believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved. And we're believing that he who believes in the one that I sent, says the Lord, God, shall be saved. So I thank you, Father, for that. Thank you for divine rescue, divine restoration. And thank you, Father, that we believe for that tonight. So if we could, I think we have some big voices in here. If we could come up and pray out for these people, it just burdens my heart so much. I'm going to also pray for our own family is down inland about an hour, and they're going to try to keep us posted, Joey, Kristen, and family. And so they're in Orlando, but the way this storm is, which you can see Ashley posted, it's to cross over and bring destruction all through Florida, even central Florida, Florida on the East Coast as well. And it's supposed, it could turn and go up north. So we're saying, Lord, we want to be part of the change. Let it be. People have said it's a category 5. We say diminish. We say peace be still. Jesus, we can't do anything without you, but we can speak it. So let's believe it, God. Guys, I believe that God is up to something. And if we all did that, who knows what God would do, right? So let's just stand in the gap. That is reality, standing on the word. So if you guys could come up. Also, I heard, I've been reaching out to people around the world that we know. And Psalm 121:17 is from Pastor Jacob. And he said, the Lord keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. Let's stand on the word of God. Why not do this, guys? Can't we believe for something that's absolutely insane, absolutely crazy? Come on, let's see God turn it. I actually saw him touch a funnel cloud that was in our way here in Stark County, and I saw it and I spoke to it. I looked at it, and as I did, it left immediately. That was many years ago, but I never forgot it. It's not a hurricane, but what the heck? We have a big God, so why don't we ask? We don't know what's going to happen, but we can believe. So wherever we are, let's go ahead. So come on up and grab the mic, and let's pray out for this in faith.
In prayer, going through this, the Lord just so clearly told me to open up John 10. So I just began to read it and read through and knew, like, these verses are for right now. I just prayed there. And he said that this is a week of breakthrough. This is a week of shifting. This is a week of change, a week of redemption. A week of new beginnings. And the specific passage I'm going to read is John 10, 7 through 11. And afterwards, I just heard the Lord say, that's the date of this week. It's 10, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 through 11. John 10, 7 through 11. So Jesus said to them, again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And Lord, we say right now in the midst of the fear of the videos of what has happened, Lord, we speak life into this. And we say, sheep, it is time to rise up and to enter through the door, to enter through the gates of thanksgiving, to come before the Lord, whether you're thieves or robbers, to kneel down before the Lord Jesus Christ and say, I will enter through. I will enter through you, and fear will no longer be my refuge. But Lord, you will be my refuge, and I will be saved, so that I may go in and out and find pasture in you, safe haven in you, Lord. Because we know that the thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you, oh Lord, you came so that we may have life and have it abundantly, because you, Lord, you are the good shepherd. You are the good shepherd, and you lay down your life for the sheep. So Lord, right now we speak to this nation, the sheep of this nation, and we say, come home in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that this is a John 10, 7 through 11 generation. It is a time of shift in Jesus' name. And we say, come home. We say, disaster no more. Father, right now, we speak wind shear at that storm to dissipate it down from a 5 to a 2 to a 1 to a nothing. We speak wind shear to that storm, and we say, no flooding, no loss of life, supernatural victory. But Lord, may the victory be yours, because you are the pasture. And may your sheep rise up out of fear, rise up and turn away and say, oh Lord, I lay myself down for you. I give you all of it. I give you all of it, because there is no earthly possession. There is no thing on earth that even matters compared to your name and your name alone. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, that this week is a breakthrough week, that our mind, our spirit, and our soul will be aligned with what you are doing in the name of Jesus. And we speak dunamis power over this nation for what you are doing, that you would wake this nation up and say, generation, rise. The time is now. Stop sleeping. Wake, O sleeper. Lord, set the course straight for this nation. And Lord, we pray for the broken homes and the victims of Hurricane Helene. Lord, we pray for those, and speak to the Christian church and say, rise up. Rise up, because no one else is going. No one else is there. This is the time. And Lord, we anticipate and expect and speak out revival in Jesus' name, that the hills of Tennessee and North Carolina and South Carolina and the entire Appalachian mountain range would cry out the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ and redemption in Jesus' name. Because Lord, today is October 8th, the day of new beginnings. I thank you for this day. I thank you for what you've done, and that when you put two people together, no man can separate it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my wife right now as well. We were engaged 20 years ago today, and you spoke it out, Lord. You spoke out radical generosity over this marriage, and Lord, we walk in that. We walk in that, and we walk in that anointing as a house, as a church, and we say radical generosity, that whoa, We may not be many in people. We are enormous in spirit because we are connected across the globe. And Lord, you have called us to such a time as this. So we rise up and we say, yes, Lord, we take your word and we stand on it because your word is a firm foundation, a rock upon which nothing will shake. Lord, we thank you that we are not staked down in sand, but we are attached to you, the rock of salvation. We thank you, Jesus. This is an Ephesians 6 moment, church. We thank you for what you're doing. And Lord, we walk in it, but we walk in it as your sheep, knowing that no matter what we see and what we do, we find our pasture in you. This is a John 10 week, my friends. Watch, anticipate, pray, fast, believe, pray in the Spirit, and know that it is already paid for and already done. It's already finished. We are just here to usher in the glory of the Lord and how humbling it is to be part of his ministry. Amen. Amen. Next.
Father, I thank you that where the enemy wants destruction, Lord, what you're really saying is that the Holy Spirit revival is coming to America, is coming down through Florida and swinging up through our nation, Father, that the destruction that has already been done, Father, will bring Romans 8:28 to be upon America, that you work all things for the good. Father, I thank you everything will be restored to all your kingdom children, Father. I thank you there will be no lack. Father, we thank you that there will be no lack for Florida, that Florida will turn around and be the strengthened. Father, be strengthened and be better than ever after this day. Father, in Jesus' name, and for every believer, they will have what they need according to your riches and glory. You own it all, God. And Father, I pray, Father, that you send your miraculous provision to them in every way that they need, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you showed me, Father, that where the enemy wants to say, oh, it's this big destruction and it's winds. No, we say it's the Holy Spirit winds. We say Holy Spirit winds are going through Florida, going through America, sending that revival that we are crying out for. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, God. We declare your kingdom purpose for Florida and for each state, Father, affected by this weather pattern. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you for your word in Psalm 5 that says, but let all who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy because you cover and shelter them. Let those who love your name be joyful and exalt in you. For you, O Lord, bless the righteous man, the one in right standing with you. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Father, I thank you for your body, your believers, Lord, who are in the midst of this, Lord God. Father, that they're walking in your favor, Lord. I just see supernatural provision happening. I just speak multiplication, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father Jesus, that you looked at the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and you gave thanks and you broke it and it was multiplied, Lord. I thank you that you're going to multiply food. You're going to multiply shelter, Lord God. You're going to multiply provision, multiply gas tanks. I see gas tanks filling up supernaturally for those who are on their way and they're running low on gas. I see supernatural filling of gas tanks, Lord, and it's all for your glory, Father. Lord, even as you just took care of your children, Lord, the Israelites in the wilderness, Father, you took care of them. You gave them everything they needed. You led them by a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, Lord God. Father, that you're leading your children, Father God, in the midst, in Florida, in North Carolina, in Tennessee, anywhere where they are, Lord God, you are leading them by your Spirit, Lord, and they will see your supernatural provision. They will see your supernatural deliverance, Father, from this storm. We do speak to you, Milton, and say, be diminished in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that tonight is a night, Lord God, even as rain is starting, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would even stop the rain, Lord God. Lord, that there would be supernatural signs in the heaven. I just see portals of glory opening up where there's storm clouds. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your manifest presence being with your church body, Lord, wherever they are, Father God. And Lord, I just believe that there's even a connection, Lord, to what's going on in Israel, to what's happening in Florida, Father God. And so I just thank you, Lord, that you're raising up Floridians, Lord, just as Mike was saying, that they're waking up out of their sleepiness, and that through this trial, they will rise up into their destiny. And I believe there are those in Florida who will be strong supporters of Israel, who will go and see Jews coming into the kingdom. I just believe there's a connection there. And I just want to read one more scripture. Father, I thank you, Lord, that according to the Hebrew calendar, Father, we're going to be going into this next week to the Feast of Tabernacles, Lord God. Father, and I thank you, Lord, Father, just for the timing of all of this, Lord. And in John 7, Lord, we know that Jesus, on the last day of that Feast of Tabernacles, which I believe starts next week, cried out with a loud voice and said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Lord, what the enemy has intended to be rivers and floods of destruction, Lord. Father, I thank you that this moment, Lord God, moving into the Feast of Tabernacles, that Father, your children will have rivers of living water flowing out of them, Lord, that they will come to you, Lord, in this time of thirst, in this time of hunger, in this time of desperation, in this time of feeling like they might be in a wilderness, Lord, and they will drink of you, and they will set their eyes on you. And this will be a moment in time where many will shift into their destinies. Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord, that many are being saved right now, Lord God. Lord, we just cry out for salvation. We cry out for salvation right now. Lord, that people are having road to Damascus experiences, even supernatural encounters with angels. Lord, that you're moving. I see gas stations, people just sharing the gospel. Father, I just see people on the road rolling down the windows and sharing the gospel. Lord, we just fan those flames of fire of revival, Lord, of people getting saved, Lord God, in this moment where the enemy intends for a rampage of fear and destruction, Lord. We say no. We say this is an opportunity for people to come into your kingdom and be saved tonight. Lord, we speak out and decree hundreds of thousands, if not millions, will be saved tonight. Lord God, they will look back on this night and say that was the night that was supposed to, the enemy intended for evil and the Lord intended for good. And I came to the Lord. And Lord, you will bring those who are contending for their family right now boldness, Lord. We pray boldness over them to speak the truth to their family members. Father, in this moment, Lord God, that's just ripe with opportunity, Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for when we celebrate in advance for all who are coming into your kingdom, Lord God, and all the prodigals who are coming home, Father God, as Mike prayed out. We thank you, Lord, that this is a night, Lord God, of moving from darkness to light. Father, that there is a line in the sand, as we heard from Pastor Mary Pat on Sunday, Lord, and the people are stepping over that line from the darkness into the light, that the blinders are off, that they realize they're in darkness, and they are stepping into the light. And lastly, Lord, we just pray for Governor Ron DeSantis, Father God. He's just being highlighted to me, Father. We pray, Lord, that he would just fall on his face, Lord, and just come into a full knowledge of you, Lord God. I know that he's, I believe he's Catholic, Lord God, but Lord, I just pray, Father God, that in this moment you would touch him deeply, Lord, and that he would move, Lord, into his destiny. He is already one who has stood for righteousness, Lord, but you want him to be led by the supernatural. You want him to be someone who is completely led by you, Holy Spirit. So we just say, get Ron DeSantis, Father, in a new, fresh way. Lord, we pray your protection over him. We pray for those who would want to spin this event for their political gain, and we say no in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you that only you will get the spoils, Lord God, for what the enemy is intending for evil, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, we just continue to cry out for mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy. That's the word that keeps coming to my heart is mercy, 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 Lord. Mercy, Father God. We cry out for mercy, the mercy of the cross, Father. the mercy of the blood that flowed so freely. Lord, let mercy flow. Let mercy flow. Let mercy touch the lives of every person that's been touched by these hurricanes, Father God. Mercy upon the households, Lord God. Mercy upon the families, Lord. Mercy upon every person that's still trying to figure out what they're going to do next, Lord. People that are lost and terrified and caught up in fear, Father God. Mercy, 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 Lord. Let mercy come. Let mercy touch their lives, Father. And every person right now that's in a state of fear and panic in Florida right now, Lord, we just pray for your perfect love to come in and cast that out. Jesus, that your ministering angels would be released in those places, Father God, where people are desperately searching for loved ones, where they're looking to find a way out, Father God. We pray that you would open the heavens, Lord God, and that you would give direction. Father God, that as people are crying out, as they're crying out for you, they would encounter the grace and the mercy of a loving Father. The grace and the mercy of a loving Father, that in the midst of the storm, in the midst of chaos, Father God, there would be a peace, a stillness that's anchored in their hearts, Father God, and they would turn to you. They would turn to you in moments of desperation. They would turn to you in a moment of fear. They would turn to you in a moment and have a revelation that you are a good God. You are a provider and a sustainer, Lord. Your word says that you are a strong tower. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for pouring out mercy over the nations, Father God. Mercy over Florida. Mercy over North Carolina. Mercy over South Carolina. Mercy over Georgia, Father God. Mercy, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come in your mercy. Come, Lord. Come, Jesus. Come. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. That we continue to speak to the winds. We continue to declare peace to the storm, Father God. We continue to speak that out over the storm, over the hurricane, Father God. We speak peace. We release the peace of your presence, Father God. Peace, Lord. Peace. Peace and mercy, Father God. Mercy, 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 Lord. 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 Mercy, Father God. Mercy, Lord. Calm the storm. Calm the storm, Father God. Calm the storm. Lord, over the hospitals, we pray protection, Father God. Jesus. Mercy, 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 Lord. Mercy, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, it feels so counterproductive to say thank you in the midst of chaos, in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of storms that are coming and people are still figuring out from the last storm, Lord. But as believers, you call us to be a people of thanksgiving. That we always look to you, the author and perfecter, the good Father, and we give you praise. We lift your name up even in the midst of the storm. We lift your name up, Father, and declare you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, that we would humbly come before you and continue to cry out for mercy. 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 Mercy, God. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Jesus. Mercy, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your beautiful mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the grace. Thank you, Lord. Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, 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 Lord. Have mercy, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We continue to call upon you, Father. Mercy, mercy, Lord. Mercy, mercy, Jesus. Mercy, 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 mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mercy, 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 mercy. Holy, 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 holy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
Quiet as a whisper, and the waves of the ocean calmed down, and the people were glad when the ocean became calm. And he began, and he guided them to the harbor they were looking for. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his faithful love. Let him give thanks for the wonderful things he does for his people. Yes, Lord, I just thank you that the storm has calmed to a whisper, and it will come to pass. It will just come. Calm it down, Lord. Just calm it down into a whisper to just the breeze. Lord Jesus, just calm the storm. Calm the wind. Calm the waves. Just, Lord, I just pray for your the fullness, Lord, of just the calming this storm. In Jesus' name, your mighty hand just upon it, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, that you're that everyone would be safe in the name of Jesus, that no one would be hurt or injured in this time. Lord, that Jesus, that you're just your hand would, everything would flow, Lord Jesus, that everybody would be safe in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my co-worker and my boss that live down there, Lord, or that one's visiting, one's living there. And Lord, I just ask that you would just keep them safe and figure out a way for them to get to safety. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, we just thank you, Father, that your name is power. Your name is the one who can disperse anything, Lord. At your name, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord. So, Father, as we're crying out for mercy, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every person in this whole world that you've ever had mercy on, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I was just reminded of Rahab, of just as in the midst of all this destruction that's going on, being having mercy for the one who was faithful, Lord. So we just thank you, Father, that just as the way as the walls were coming down, Joshua told the two men who had spied on the land, go into the house of the prostitute and bring out the woman and all who are with her, just as you promised her. So the young spies went in and brought out Rahab, her father and her mother and her brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out her whole family and settled them outside the camp of Israel. Then the Israelites burned up the city and everything in it. However, they put the silver and gold and articles of bronze and iron into the treasury of the Lord's house. And Joshua spared Rahab with her father's household and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent out to spy Jericho. So she has lived among the Israelites to this day. So we just thank you in Jesus' name as we're crying out for mercy. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus, you are the strong tower, that the righteous can run in. But we cry out now, Lord God, for each and every person, Lord, in the path of this hurricane, to have mercy on them, Lord God. Spare their life. Spare their homes. Spare them, Lord God. Spare their families in Jesus' name, because this hurricane will not go any further. It is stopped in its tracks right now in Jesus' name. It cannot grow anymore. It cannot become any closer to Florida. Lord, we just call the rains to stop in Jesus' name, the winds to be still in Jesus' name, Lord God, because you have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on America, Lord, where we have not followed after your heart. Lord, we repent on behalf of America right now. And we just ask, Father, Father, that you come in, Jesus, with your mighty hands, with your outstretched arm, that you come in and you are present in this place right now in Jesus' name. And every single person that's already been affected, Lord, we just speak to them now, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you come in. You come in with your great love, with your great might, with your great comfort, Lord God, and your provision, because that's who you are. They're running to the tower. They're running to the tower. Every name is in the tower. So we just thank you, Lord God, that they are coming in. Lord, they are receiving from you, from this tower, from you, Jesus, and they're stepping into salvation, just like Rahab stayed with Israel for the rest of those days, Lord God. These people will stay with you for the rest of their days. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
Mighty hand, your might and your power, Father. Thank you for the agreement in this place, Lord, as we lift up your powerful name over Florida, Father, over the seas, over the ocean, Lord, where these waves are raging and coming in to destroy and to steal and to kill. Father, we raise up our voices. We raise up our voices and we tell this hurricane to shift and to go back into the sea. We call it to cease and be still, just as you did, Jesus, in the boat. Father, we thank you for your peace, Lord. We thank you for the power that's at work within us, that you will do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine. And so with that, I just speak out this picture that I see, and it just reminds me of when Elijah's servant saw that the rains that started out as small as a fist, as a man's fist, and it began to form and grow into showers that would come. But I saw that the size of that, the size of the hurricane becoming as small as a man's fist. And I just kept thinking about it like, oh, I mean, it takes great faith to pray that. But I'm going to pray according to Ephesians 3:20 because it's the power that works within us. So I'm asking you to agree with me and just stand to your feet and call this hurricane to be as small as a fist, to shrink now in the mighty name of Jesus, to be as small as a fist, as small as a fist. All you rains, all you heavy winds, all you oceans who were created by the hand of God, I thank you that right now you shrink right now in Jesus' name. And you go back into the ocean and you do not touch the shoreline of Florida. You go back where you came from because the Lord God says so. We agree. We agree with your word. We agree with your heart for your people, Lord, that you desire not to perish, Father, but to come to a saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus, that shed his blood at Calvary. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the faith that it takes. You give this faith. It's the faith of God. It's the faith of God. So with that, Lord, we agree. And we thank you that right now the heavenly hosts hear these cries and hear these prayers in Ohio. And they go out to perform your word. They go out to push back the rains, to push back the winds, to push back the waves, to push back the shaking. In your mighty name, in your mighty name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the God of heaven and earth, and you are above everything. Everything was created by you, and by the sound of your voice, by the sound of your voice, light came into being. And Father, we thank you that every drop of rain that has touched the earth has come from your command. So we agree with you, Lord. We agree with our great commander of heaven. And we with great faith stand, Lord. We stand now. And Father, we call out salvation, Father. Places where people are desperate and where they're hopeless and they think they're going to die and this is it. And they think they're just going to reincarnate or this is the sweet by and by. But they don't know that heaven is real and hell is after them. We call out salvation over their minds, over their souls, over their emotions. convictions over their hearts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Just as Mike prayed out, John 10, that you are the great shepherd, and with your mighty hook, with the shepherd's hook, we yank them back in into the gate where they're safe and where they're saved by your mercy and by your love. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, thank you for the people that died in the hurricane.
Go back, Jesus.
And thank you for the people that tried to get away from the hurricane. And thank you that they would be safe.
Isn't this beautiful? Just as we continue praying, I really feel like the Lord is saying there's going to be a miraculous sign in this moment. That as winds, you know, there's a storm, and we are speaking against that storm, against the destruction of that storm, but as winds pick up, there's remnants already on the ground from a prior storm. And the news has been filled with anything but hope. That people who live in fear have been plagued by seeing mudslides, families ripped apart, zero response from our government. Hundreds of lives have been lost. Lord, we speak for those people, those families, those North Carolina, Appalachian Mountain families. I heard today on a phone call from a friend of mine I just visited in Tennessee. And he said that on Wednesday and Thursday, he traveled out with his church to the eastern parts of Tennessee, and that they mobilized and worked with a group out of Dallas that brought their helicopters. And they went to families. It was the first human contact in 8 days. No one came except the Christians. Only the Christians can. So Lord, we speak to this church body. We speak to the Church of the United States of America, and we say, rise up. We say, rise up in these times, in this season of despair, that we mark a year of war in our beloved Israel. We say, no, in Jesus' name. It was just a Tuesday night, not so long ago, that we said no to the very first firings that took place in Israel. And we say no once again, Lord, that your chosen people, we speak protection and a shield around them. And Lord, specifically for the remnants of Helene that are scattered throughout this part of Florida, saying it's the worst storm we've seen in 100 years. And then all of a sudden, here comes the next storm, the worst storm ever. We cancel those words in Jesus' name. And as the winds pick up, Lord, we speak wind shear against this hurricane to diminish it. But as the winds pick up and fear arises, Lord, we speak a supernatural testimony that is unrefutable in Jesus' name, that will shift the direction of this election, the direction of this nation, the direction of this generation. Where just like Joe and I had a chance to hear and meet Dr. Ben Carson, and he talked about when George Washington, there was a Native American that wanted to meet him because he said, I shot you, sir, but my bullet wouldn't hit you. There were 17 bullet holes in George Washington's jacket. Two horses shot out from underneath him, fully documented. It was in our U.S. history books up until about 50 years ago that George Washington was miraculously saved. So, Lord, right now, we say that with all of this debris, that whatever winds bring it up and the intention of the evil one, the prince of darkness, we speak to that principality and we say, you have no authority in Jesus' name. Instead, Lord, we command the host of angel armies into Florida, position them to refute the works of the enemy, that where death is intended, Lord, you will bring life. Father, we ask also that cameras would remain on and that they would see and prove out that when those winds whip up, that anything meant for destruction, it goes and angels stop it. In Jesus' name, where once again this nation will say, Holy Christmas, Jesus Christ saved that person. It's unrefutable that when a building should collapse in, no. We say no in the name of Jesus because, Lord, these lives are worth it. You've already paid the price. So we speak no to death. We speak no to destruction. We speak no to the annihilation and the attempt by the enemy to set up one storm after another to bring even further fear. We say no in Jesus' name. But instead, Lord, we ask that you would be shown so strong. We glorify you in what you're about to do, that you're going to shut this down and the winds will not bring death in Jesus' name.
Let me give you a very simple but true example of how God stopped rain from destroying my Bible. It came to me, I forgot about it, but listen, especially the kids. Maybe some of these things sound like, well, how could this ever happen? Look how big that hurricane is. What's wrong with you people? The enemy would put that in your mind. But let me tell you that when a number of years ago when we were in Mozambique and we were up in Pemba and we were camping on the bluff, overlooking on the sand dune bluff, overlooking the ocean. And when we went to bed, we thought things were good. And then it rained and rained and rained. And in our tent, Pastor Bill was standing inside to open, to keep the tent up. And he looked down because I was outside. And I was holding the bars up on the tent or the poles. And rain was coming down. And I was going around to all the other tents because I wasn't afraid. But we had a lot of people on our team. They weren't real happy with this because everything's wet. And it was, kind of a scary thing. But you know what Pastor Bill saw? This. And the rain that was coming straight down, couldn't touch it, moved around my Bible. He saw it and told me about it. That's huge. If the Lord would do that because he is God and he loves me, surely he's hearing these prayers. Just believe. Just believe. It sounds crazy, but just believe and stand on the word for all that we've been saying and doing. Everything with the angelic host. We have glory school being taught this month and next month. Let's believe. The glory of the Lord's here for a reason. He is the glory. And God's going to be doing something. If anybody wants to pray out anything from what you've already heard or about this Bible, this simple, some of you can remember, I forgot. And all of a sudden, the Lord put it in my heart, guys. He said, I forgot it. And then I went up. Okay, so this is pretty cool. The Lord's saying, just believe. You're crazy. Just believe.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the small miracles, the big miracles. They're all miracles, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, that where rivers should be going, that you make them go another way. Thank you, Lord. You make the water go in a way that saves people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, by your Spirit. And Lord, we just pray for the first responders.
Lord, we just pray for the first responders that they would be able to save as many people as they can, that not that many people would need them, that everyone would be safe during the hurricane. thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Give them wisdom during saving. And tell them where to go and how to help them.
Thank you, Lord.
Protect them during the hard times and how the angels would guide them during the experience.
Thank you, Lord, that they're based on a biblical idea that they go to the lost one, out to the one who's in need, Lord. So that they would just spiritually piggyback onto that, Lord. That even if they do not know you, that through these experiences of helping people, that they would come to know you in the death and in your resurrection, Jesus. That they would come to know you in a full measure, and that they would go into the dark places, Lord, with safety. Thank you, Lord, that nothing would harm them. All of these first responders, and we thank you, Lord, that you go before them, that you protect them, you guide them, you build them up, Lord, you give them supernatural strength, Lord, and you guide them through the night. You guide them through the night. Thank you, Lord. God, we just speak to all the elderly, Lord, all of those who are just shut-ins and are left to nothing. God, that someone would come for them, a neighbor, a long-lost relative, whoever. Lord, that this would be a time of restoration, that it would be restorative for these little old people who've just been forgotten. Lord, that they're not forgotten in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, Jesus, that you know them. You know every hair on their heads. Lord, remind them of that. Remind them of their youth and of the ways they were brought up, that they were brought up in the church. Remind them of that, Lord, that they don't have to fear. They don't have to fear because you hold their eternity. Thank you, Lord. And if they do not know you, Lord Jesus, they would come to know you. They would turn their hearts to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that somebody would rally around those people and help them. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And every child who is on needs medical assistance, Jesus. Jesus, your heart is for them. Thank you, Lord, that you'd give their parents wisdom on how to monitor them through this storm, how to take care of them if their power goes out, how to just navigate the waters, Lord, with their special needs children who need medical intervention 24/7. Jesus, you care for them. You care for them. You care for them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you would be with them. You would be with them. That the church would rise up, that a neighbor would come over and say, hey, I've been praying for you. What can I do? How can I help? It's a tough time right now, but we want to help. We want to share the gospel with you. Lord, that the harvest would be ready. The harvest would be right. Lord, that those to come and to reap the harvest would go. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I saw a picture of a world, and the storm just like moving into the middle of the ocean, and it wasn't touching anybody. So Lord, we bless everybody in the storm that's going to get affected by it, and it will go away, Lord. And that we bless everybody who is in the middle of it, that they can evacuate and get help from other people, and that all the first responders will be there to help people and figure out who they need to help and help them to get out of the situation. and that we bless people that have houses there, that they will be easy to realize what's going on and to evacuate the states.
On that day, when evening came, he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side." After dismissing the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And a fierce gale of wind developed, and the waves were breaking over the boat, so much that the boat was already filling with water. And yet Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care? We are perishing." He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down and became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Father, you said, "Let's go over to the other side." Before the storm happened, you're speaking to people. Before this storm intensifies, Father, let's go over to the other side. Trust in me. Be with me. Walk with me. Go with me from one side to the other in life, in the storms of life, and in physical storms. Go with me. Have me in your boat. Welcome me into your life. Jesus, you're the key in the middle of the storm. You declare out, "Let's go over to the other side." And it wasn't just your boat that listened to that, had the opportunity to listen to that. Other boats joined you. They felt encouraged by that initial promise that they will get to the other side. But then, like Peter, trying to walk on water, people, when the storm, the wind started, and the boat began to fill, they forgot about you in the boat, that you were in the boat, that the boat would not capsize with Jesus Christ in the boat. Father, we pray that many will invite you in. In the middle of the storm, Father, they will say, "We need you in our boat, Jesus. Come into our boat." They will believe what you say. I can get you to the other side of life. I can get you to the other side of storms. I can calm the waves. I can calm the seas for you personally. No matter what happens in the atmosphere, what happens with the storm, I can be with you personally as an individual. Jesus, may many depend on you. May many call out to you. It's already been prayed out. Yes, Lord. You do care. It was the wrong question. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? You care because you were in the boat. You knew the storm would rise up. You were not shocked by it. You had already declared, "Let's go to the other side." And you were ready. You were ready to empower the disciples to be the ones to rebuke the wind like we're doing tonight. Rebuke the waves like we're doing tonight. We're stepping in where the disciples only look to him. We're stepping in and declaring and decreeing as he empowers us by his Holy Spirit. That's important. We're doing it together. We're saying, "Hush, be still." Father, we thank you that we can have faith by the Holy Spirit. Our little mustard seed presented to him, he multiplies it. Children speaking out tonight against a huge storm they've never had to experience. But they have faith. Their mustard seed is multiplied in all of us as children. Multiply our mustard seed. This is so big, we can't even imagine it, God. Most of us have not been in a hurricane. But Lord, in the hurricanes of life, we have depended on you. And you're getting us to the other side. We pray that for the individuals involved, God. It's not just states of lots of people and they're all affected. We're praying against that, of course, God. But you look at them as individuals. You created them individually. And you will work for them individually, like it's been prayed out tonight, for people in very desperate situations. We cry out to you for individuals, Father, to look to you and say, I want you in my boat. I want you in my boat. You will help me get to the other side. Jesus, a crying out for salvation, for deliverance. Yes, Lord, we're joining that cry tonight. Salvation in the midst of this storm. In so many ways, Father, physically, spiritually, do what you do best, God. Touch people in the middle of the storm. Bring peace to them. You're asleep in peace in the middle of the storm. It says something to us. We join you in that peace. We join you in the bottom of the boat, resting when storms are going on. Our peace is you. Their peace is you, Father. We pray many, many will discover that, God, in the midst of these tragedies that we hear about, God, that they cry out to you, you answer them. They bend their knee to you. Jesus, Jesus, we're perishing. We're perishing more than the storm. We're perishing in life. Come to me, Jesus. Forgive me, Jesus. I receive you, Jesus. I'll live for you, Jesus. Not when there's just when there's a crisis, but I'll live for you the rest of my life. Yes, Lord. Redeem this storm into an amazing, amazing cascade of salvation and healing and deliverance for people, God. You can do all things. Yes, Lord. Bring a harvest. When a storm is tearing everything apart, bring a harvest. Have a harvest spring up, Lord. Yes, God. Right against the enemy's plan to destroy, you bring a harvest in. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We praise you, Lord. And that each one will be changed from fear of circumstances, like in this account, to fear of you. Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Make that transformation in their hearts, God, from fear of circumstances to fear of the Lord in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I say to the Lord, my refuge is my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you in his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. God, I just pray for Florida, and there would be a protection over Florida. there would be a shield where the angels would, like, rebuke the hurricane, and there would be no destruction and no lives being lost, that it would bounce back to the middle of the ocean, and it wouldn't hurt anyone.
Lord, we know there are many people concerned of the weather conditions, but we know ultimately they, in their instrumentation and everything, they try to predict, but we rest and know that you ultimately control the weather. So we confidently remain at rest, but our hearts go out to families, children, the elderly that could be overcome by the weather reports. Lord, we bring them up before you. We ask that they would take a step forward and trust you like they've never had before. Rather than trust the weather maker, we're going to trust you. So we thank you. We thank you that you're ever present, trustworthy, faithful, always there 24/7. Thank you. Thank you for your mighty name. Amen.
Dear Father, we thank you that our faith is sparked when we look what you did in Genesis 18, where Abraham, as it were, was having an in-depth discussion with you to just please spare Sodom, spare this city, even though it is a desperately wicked city. And Father, we just come to you right now, and we just feel that our entire nation is a Sodom right now. We can't plead safety on our own good merits for America. We are living, taking the high road. No, we are not. And the very blood of unborn babies just is crying out to the heavenlies. Why was I not allowed to come into this earth? Why couldn't I live? Why couldn't I be born? And we, as it was spoken earlier, just have mercy on us, oh God. Just have mercy on our country. It is in many ways, it is not a great country. It is a kind of a sorry mess right now. And we just confess to you, and we just ask forgiveness for our country. We ask forgiveness for the mass murders that has been taking place in those clinics, like, for years and years. And we just say, please just have mercy on us and spare our country of this tragedy right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I have an aunt and uncle that live in Estero, Florida, which is, I don't know, 100, 140 miles south of Tampa. But just recently, it's my one of my uncles who's been battling cancer, and it's been a long-term thing. But just a couple days ago, my mom said that he stopped eating, and I asked her for an update just now. She said 2 days ago he had some broth, but they're in a place that, you know, they're one example of those that would not be able to just get up and leave. So God, I just cry out for my Uncle Ellie and my Aunt Jeannie. Lord, I ask for a hedge of protection over them, and I extend that to so many others that are in their shoes, God, others that are homebound for one reason or another, Lord Jesus, I ask for protection, and I cry out for healing as well, Lord Jesus, for my uncle. Lord God, I stand in the gap for my family members, Lord, and I ask for salvation. In Jesus' name, Lord God, I just pray that you would reveal yourself powerfully to my family members that don't fully know you, Jesus. And God, I thank you that this storm will not have any negative effect on them or any others that are homebound, that are not able to leave. Lord God, I thank you. I stand in agreement with the prayers that we have prayed out, that this storm will dissipate, that it will completely dissolve into thin air. Lord Jesus, thank you, God, that it can only be done by your hand. And oh, what a testimony it will be, Lord Jesus. So we ask that once again, you would bring peace and stillness to the wind and to the waves. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you, Lord.
So let it go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and winds still know His name. So let it go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and winds still know His name. So let it go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know your name. So let it go, my soul, and trust in Him. The waves and wind still know your name. So with my God reigns, and our God reigns forever. Your kingdom reigns, our God reigns, our God God, you reign, God, you reign, Lord, 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 you reign over the earth, over the sea, in all the heavens.
Power in yours is the glory.
there's a major, major meeting that's happening on Saturday in Washington, D.C. And I would invite Josh, if you could, Josh, to close us when we're finished here with communion, with all of this. If you would, just lead us in communion. But before we do, there's a gathering, and it's called A Million Women Gathering on the Mall. Lou Engel is behind that with many other people. But it's also for families, not just women. But there's a 3-minute video that I wanted to show because we're asking God. Some people I've heard may be going, but those who want to be participating in this meeting with lots of prayer, decrees, declarations, and many are also fasting for this. And if there is a home here, anyone's home from Frontline, that you'd like to open your doors. And so anyone who wanted to watch that, it's from 9 in the morning to 7 at night. People could come in. I don't know how many that would be. Maybe it would just be one or two. I don't know. But rather than open the church to that, we will do that if there isn't a home. But if there is a home that can do that, please let me know tonight or tomorrow morning at the latest. And we're going to play a 3-minute video because this is history being made and created. We've been to Washington for many of these gatherings, and so over the years, and this is one that's extremely important because the Lord's highlighting it for this time when we're praying and interceding. And I asked the Lord at the beginning, Lord, should we break in? Should I show this? When? What's your timing? And I believe the Lord was saying, no, it's important for us to lay the foundation, for our hope is in the Lord. So you'll hear what this is. It's 3 minutes. So we want to go ahead and play that. So everyone online can watch this as well. And then we'll just break bread together before we close tonight.
In 1997, an extraordinary event took place. 1.25 million men, promise keepers, gathered to the mall in Washington, D.C. to pray for this nation. That on September 2nd, the year 2000, 450,000 young people primarily gathered to fast and pray for 12 hours. Out of promise keepers came this movement called The Call, and for 24 years, there have been gatherings in stadiums and arenas across the nation and in the nations of the earth that I believe has been mounting up a prayer storm that maybe now we will begin to see the answer to those cries. And then 2017, I had a dream. And in that dream, as far and wide as I could see, women were coming everywhere to hear the book of Esther be taught. I'm the only man in that crowd with my assistant. He gives me an old Bible. It's the call of Mordecai to mobilize what I'm looking at. The movement was filled with a sense of revival. And in the dream, a woman stands up and she says these two words in the book of Esther actually mean Nazgul. I exploded out of the dream, instantly knowing what it meant because I watched the third part of The Lord of the Rings, where the Nazgul Witch King is destroying the armies of men. And he says, no man can kill me. But the king's daughter takes off her helmet, lets her hair down, and says, I am no man. And she pierces the Nazgul Witch King. I wake up and I know the Lord is saying, there is coming a righteous women's movement that is going to gain authority in America over principalities and powers, ideologies that are seeking to destroy the children of this nation. Then I begin to hear of this Her Voice movement, the woman named Jenny Darnley, and she was hearing about what I was calling for. And we joined together in 2022. We began dreaming about 1 million women on the mall in D.C. The movement was initiated. And now we have come to 2024, and we're calling 1 million women to the mall in D.C. to finish what was started. Esther was raised up at a time that if there wasn't a shift, they would lose a whole nation. We're calling every man in Mordecai, every woman in Esther, come to the mall on the Day of Atonement and dare to believe that God will shift history, save a nation as we pray, fast, and stand on behalf of the children, your families, and your nation. So on this Day of Atonement, where the blood of Jesus is applied to the doorposts of our national guilt, you've come to the defining moment just like Esther was brought to a defining moment. Will you be there? And you'll say to your children and your grandchildren, we were there when God gathered the Esthers and saved a nation. Don't miss this defining moment for such a time as this. You've been brought into the kingdom.
Amen. We have the opportunity to participate in this. If you feel that you're called to go, then get in your car and go and come back. It's just that simple. And if you cannot make it and you want to be part of it, it will be online. So we're going to send this out tomorrow morning, Ash, so everybody has an opportunity. We didn't get to it on Sunday with all the things that were happening. But if this is something, I've read all their information, and I'm signed up to go and stay, actually. So that's me. But I can just tell you it's going to be a day of tribute and fast. There's not going to be food trucks around or anything like that. People can bring snacks. But it's for men, women, and children. And I think it's very profound in the season that we're in that Lou chose this, or all the people who are with him, knowing or maybe not knowing what was going to be happening. Maybe he had some warning, I don't know. But I do believe it's the Lord, and I believe it's something that if you're able to be part of it in one way, shape, or form, offering your home or going or something else, watching it at home, but if there can be a corporate gathering, it would be nice. So I'm just offering that to you. So thank you for watching that, and thank you, Josh, for what the Lord leads you to do.
So we thank you, Jesus, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, that you were the Savior before the foundations of the world. And you will be the King, and are the King, and will be the King forevermore. And we thank you that, Father, every prayer that was prayed out tonight, Father, every declaration, it's all in the name of Jesus, or else it doesn't mean anything. It's all because of the blood of the cross, or it doesn't mean anything. So when we cry out for mercy, it's because Jesus was the propitiation. Jesus's blood fulfilled the satisfying requirements of the wrath of God that was poured out, the judgment of God that was poured out, deservingly so, on mankind. It was actually poured out on Jesus. And so, Father, when we stand in the gap for those and cry out for those, for mercy for others, it's because we've been shown mercy, and mercy triumphs over judgment. So we thank you, Jesus, that your blood is the triumphing, I don't even want to say force. I don't have a word to say, but your blood is the life-giving entity that gives hope to all of mankind, past, present, and future. And so we thank you that even as we've declared out today who you are over these situations, these natural and spiritual and all things, these situations, Father, that you've heard because you chose to hear. You chose to hear before the foundations of the world. You chose to hear our prayers before they're even prayed. You chose to make a way before even sin was present in action, in time. You chose that. And you laid yourself down even before the earth was created in the natural. And so we thank you that that's how we know your heart in these situations. It's not that judgment doesn't exist. It's not that there won't be a component of judgment. But it's that you have chosen mercy and you showed us on the cross. If you wanted to destroy all mankind again and again and again, you wouldn't have chosen the cross. But you want all of mankind. It says that you want all men to be saved. You want every single person to be saved. That's what you want, every single person to be saved. That's why you went to the cross, because you wanted every person to be saved. That's why it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You wanted to make a way for everyone. And so Jesus, we believe. We believe, and we take your body and your blood. We believe. We take your body that was broken for us, but also broken for every person in every situation that was prayed for tonight. And we eat it and remember you. We take your blood, this juice that represents your blood, and we drink it in remembrance of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And with taking of the body and blood, we're declaring mercy over our generation and over these situations in Jesus' name. We seal it all. We seal it all. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, by the power of the cross, in Jesus' name.
God bless you all. And isn't it great to have Papa Bill back home? Woohoo! I think so.